Welcome to episode 439 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by producer Gerald.
Hey, good morning.
We've replaced Dan. He's gone. It's no more. It's two of us now.
Yeah, I had an interview for his position. It was tough. Big shoes to fill.
The board members, the board of trustees had to interview you, grill you, check your financial records, all that stuff.
Credit check, background check. Yep.
It's a hard hit to the credit, too. I want everybody to know.
Need 10 references instead of the normal three.
We did put you on a polygraph. Like, I mean, it's you got to get fully vetted to work here.
Then to test. Oh, my God. I had to test all the games.
Yep. Dan is on holiday in the woods again, where he chooses to go to holiday every time. A cabin in the woods. He's in a mountaintop. I don't know. He's somewhere without internet access.
Camper Dan.
Yeah, Camper Dan, shirtless Camper Dan. We assume he'll be back next week, but it just depends how it goes with the Bears and whatnot. I guess. I don't know. I don't camp. I don't rough it. I don't go to the wilderness, so I don't know much about camping. You camp, Gerald?
No.
Have you ever been camping, like as an adult?
Not as an adult. Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts. That was about it.
Yeah. I've never even been camping as a child. I don't know anything about it. I don't know that I've ever slept in a tent, like even in my yard. Like, I don't know that I've ever been in a tent. Like, I've had one set up that I played in during the day. I don't know that I've ever slept in a tent.
Oh, I've slept in a tent and a cabin. But that was Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts days.
Like a cabin with power?
No. Electricity? No power. No power at all. No.
Probably going to be a hard out for me. When I was a child, I went to a church camp, and we stayed in these, like, I guess it was like a retreat type situation. They were kind of these two-story, I'll call them cabins. They were like a dorm room, but they had no power, no AC, no nothing. And that was lovely. It wasn't great. Also, church camp was wild.
Not Would what you go camping now?
Anyway. It's the first and only time I ever went to a church.
If someone invited you.
No, absolutely not. No. Hard no. I would do like a RV situation. Like if you were
so
like,
if you
hey,
went to go visit
RV
Dan
and we have our own
and
rooms.
He said, hey, I got the whole weekend planned out and one night was camping, would you go?
No, I'd be disappointed in Dan. For thinking that was the thing I wanted to do. He knows me well enough to know that that would not be good for me. I don't see myself enjoying that.
I hear you there.
I'm not one with nature. Yeah. I don't mind being outside.
I don't mind
doing stuff outside. But
spiders,
like,
bears.
At night, I want to relax.
Lions. Okay. No.
Nothing good out there for me. Am I going to live off the land? I'm going to trap a rabbit and kill it and skin it and eat it? No, I'm not
fishing
doing all
for
that.
Your
I'm not fishing for my food. I don't like fish. Just be a dude out in the woods that brought some ground beef with him to make burgers. If you have to like dig a hole and shit in it, like it's all too much for me. Not interested.
Mm-hmm.
What I am interested in is a nice soft mattress, semi-firm mattress.
So speaking of mattresses, how's
AC,
that mattress
running water,
doing with the new one?
Toilet? Those are the things I'm interested in.
Better sleep?
Still like it. Still happy with it. Kind of pro. Yeah, I think so, but it's hard. I mean, I lost all my weight at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Probably a combination of both.
So I do sleep better, but I don't know how much is which, you know? We went from a really shitty mattress to
almost been a year, right?
A much better, newer mattress. So,
is it still got its form? No,
I'm sure.
No indention.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still springy.
Pillow, because I never say it right. Pillow.
The purple grid is a neat thing.
I don't know. My wife always sees me and says I say pillow wrong.
I love that pillow. What do you, how do you say it wrong?
Pillow. Yeah.
Pillow. Yeah. Pillow. Pillow. Yeah. You did say yeah, a funny.
I say, I say it wasn't pillow. Like,
I think I would notice, but I don't think I would feel the need pillow. To correct you.
Just people yeah. who say like Kroger's and Burger King's.
It's a weird word anyways. Pillow.
Yeah.
Ooh, I do like to take, I like to take the S off of Kroger's because it's not, that's not there. So I like to, I do like to call people out on that one sometimes. But yeah, I feel like the purchase was worth it. It's kind of high. I got the adjustable base, totally unnecessary. Never use it.
So when you were had the COVID, did you hook up a system back there so and
that
use
was
the, for
certainly
the
something
adjustable
that wasn't
to play
needed.
Games?
Nope. No, I just laid in there and thought about how this might be the end. I have a PS4 in here, and I have a Switch dock in here, so that I can dock my Switch in here or the living room. But I didn't really play anything when I was sick. I did, but I didn't. So when I felt better, you know, I was playing some PS5.
Oh, okay.
It's when I played through a lot of the Bugsnacks.
I think the first two or three days I played a lot of games.
Three or four days where I felt
that,
really, really bad.
A
I wasn't
lot of
playing anything.
TVs and movies trying to catch up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a weird time. But I think it was a good purchase so far. I mean, I'm sure you can get a mattress that's better for cheaper or at least as good for cheaper. I'm a side sleeper and I move all the time. And so the instant snapback of the purple mattress versus the memory foam was ideal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because memory foam holds your shape. So when you flip over, it's a little wonky till it fills back out. And I like to turn over and go right back to sleep. So with the purple,
that's what I need.
It makes a lot of sense because when I turn, it's already back adapted to me. In like real time, and the pillow is great. They make this like the flat square one, like rectangle one, and then they make the one that's a little puffy. I do have the one that's a little puffy because it came free with my mattress.
I see. I like fluffy pillows,
but it's still holding up well. I still use it every night. It's my main pillow. Yeah, they have it in two heights. I got it in the smaller of the two heights.
See, when I sleep, like I put the pillow like right up under,
but I was afraid
right
the flat
one
would be too
just,
flat for me.
It has to like curl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep seeing this one on YouTube. That's like it's a square. It's like four side sleepers. I forget what it's called, but it's just a cube.
Get it right now.
And they keep showing the video, and it looks fantastic. They almost have me convinced that I need it. I can't remember what it.
Oh yeah, just a square box.
Like I see it probably once a day on YouTube videos, like in the ad section. Is that it? I don't know. I don't think that's the one. Let me see if I can.
Or is it the one that's got the little thing where you can put your arm through it?
This makes for good. It's the pillow cube. Perfect pillow for side sleepers. When you click on it, it's got a cat wearing an awesome shirt with sunglasses on. So there's a pillow cube and there's a pillow cube pro. Which
yeah,
are
that's
people
what I was
that are flipping
at.
Over. But the
yes,
plastic,
I don't know about that.
The classic cube, it looks like a cube of sugar. I know, but if you watch the video, it looks like it makes sense. The Pro is $119. The Classic is $70. I don't know. I've been debating it. Watch that video, yeah. though.
It doesn't play for me.
If you scroll down, you'll see. We don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry, folks.
Oh, here we go.
Folks.
I had to go all the way down to the bottom.
Oh, really? That's a bit. That's the video that's on my YouTube all the time. But when they lay down, like when a human lays on it, it looks right.
Mm-hmm.
And it does sort of solve the problem, the small one, of like, what do I do with my hand? Because my arm has to go up. I don't trust those ones with the holes in them, because then my hands are like handcuffed in there.
Oh, yeah, same here, yeah.
But I would need the probe. Yeah, I would need the big cube. I would just roll over once and toss that right off the bed.
I always buy the extra large pillows on the bed
because I would just, through the night, just eject those off the bed.
No, my head is almost like perfect with my body.
Your head's probably like straight up.
Mm-mm, never. Yeah, because I never
wake up,
have the neck hurting, the tilt.
Back hurting.
Well, then I always cuff my arm under it. My hand's always up underneath it.
My arm will go up underneath me, and I'll wake up a lot of times, circulation totally cut off to it.
Yeah, no, me, I get the cover wrapped up on my arm, and then that's where I lose circulation.
Just cold hands. Yeah, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Just tie a knot around there. Just tourniquet while you're asleep.
A sheet and a blankie.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the... I only sleep in one blanket, too, no sheets. I'm thinking about that Pillow Cube Pro, though. I'm giving it consideration. The marketing is getting to me because I'm a side sleeper and they're like, this is the best pillow ever for side sleepers, so it's getting to me a little bit. Well, only psychopaths sleep on their stomach. I don't know how anyone does it. I don't trust it. I would die.
No, she is laying flat.
The stomach's misleading, though. People say stomach, but they're kind of on their stomach, but they're kind of turned. Like face down in the bed? I just don't know how. I don't know how you do it. I can sleep on my back if I'm exhausted, but I'll immediately turn to my side once I'm asleep.
Yeah, me neither.
There's zero way I could fall asleep. No.
Well, people absolutely sleep not on their back weird me out because I think they're like vampires.
It's weird. I don't think I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird too. Yeah, the side sleeping is the only acceptable way to sleep. Yeah, I'm same page. Oh, man, I've been holding my arm on my iPad. And it's like about to reset. I've put my password in wrong.
Yeah, I played a lot of days gone this week.
Did you play anything this week?
Train of Deep. I tried one match and I gave up.
Have you attempted Knockout City yet?
I don't like all that jumping around and.
Not a fan.
Yeah, and time. I guess the match I was in there, those guys were just way better than me.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I mean, I think I threw the dodgeball like one time. I was able to get one shot off, and that was it.
Oh yeah. That's not good.
I couldn't get the controls down good. I just... No, I didn't.
But...
Yeah.
It takes a while to learn. Did you do all the training?
Like Disc Jam. I don't like Disc Jam either.
That's probably part of your problem, too. Yeah, if you... Yeah. Knockout City, like, it really gives me those Rocket League vibes where you feel yourself getting better. But it's way more, I mean, Rocket League is team-based, but Knockout City seems like way more, like when you're up front and there's three of the other team in front of you and your teammates are like feeding you passes and you're beaming the other team, like it feels good. It feels like a real team activity. And we have still been playing the freaking mess out of it. Mm. We haven't played Rocket League since KO City came out at all. I'm still going to because I want to finish the season in Rocket League, but KO City has been a nice change of pace.
I think I'm
going
to go to that. I'm going to have like two games going at all times.
Still sort of scratching the same itch.
From now on.
So here's the problem I have. I'm playing that. I've been pretty busy with work and everything, so I haven't had a chance to play really anything else, but the Game Builder Garage for the Switch, I want to get it. Should be out now. Came out Friday. And then Ratchet and Clank: A Rift Apart came out for PS5. So I want to get both of those and start playing through those just to give me a little variety. I may try to go pick those up today because I have to run out anyways.
Yeah, because I probably only got like two copies or one copy.
The Game Builder Garage, probably out of stock everywhere. Because literally nobody wants to buy it except for me. She ordered off Amazon. It'll be here on Tuesday. It's $30. Let me just for shits and giggles though see if Best Buy has it in stock. This Best Buy here is pretty good about having stuff in stock because they never put it on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. If you can find someone who actually do it, besides just walk back there, get a drink of their drink, come back out and say, "Oh no, we don't have it."
And they come, and it. Yeah. Then they come up front and they go, "Hey, sorry about that. I guess nobody else has ever asked for this." And I'm like, "All right." Let's see. In stock in Clarksville. And do the curbside pickup on it. Maybe I'll curbside that and Ratchet and Clank. Maybe I'll order it right here while we're talking.
Ratchet. So I checked. During Days Gone, I'm only 56% of the through the game so far. I thought I was more like 80% from what all the stuff I've done.
Damn. Oh, Ratchet and Clank's not in stock.
Mm-hmm. I've completed about five, six, no more than six hordes. Mm-hmm. I really like where the story's going right now. So, I mean,
are you still enjoying yourself? All right, looks like Target has Ratchet and Clank. Let's see if they have the Game Builder. Game Builder Garage.
Yeah.
Available to pick up, only one left.
It's Sunday. They don't open until 11.
That makes me feel like they won't have it 12. When I get there.
Might have to be one of those crazy people standing outside waiting for the doors to open.
12 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I could just, I can pay for it right now. I think it's on the right store. So I'm always worried about when I do that.
Send it to Bowling Green, Kentucky or something.
I'm always worried that I'm going to send it to the wrong store. Yeah, or something like that.
I did that with Jimmy John's one day.
And I'll be that dude showing up. It's like, sure, pick up my order.
I did that. I ordered some food and I didn't realize that I did my normal spot.
See, I'm always worried I'm
going to
do it.
Other spot. And I was like, oh my God. I wasn't thinking. Instead of drive all the way out there.
Were you in there like raising hell though?
No.
Like were you in there like mad at them though? See, that's my fear.
They even said, are you sure you ordered it from?
I'd be like, don't tell me I didn't do it.
I was like, you know what? Let me check. Nope. Sure.
I know I ordered it.
Did the other one.
You're like, I'm not. You're like, I'm not sure of anything right now. All right. I'm always terrified. Mm-hmm. I'll do like a Clarksville, Indiana.
When I worked at the one store, we used to get packages from them all the time. Yeah. We get their whole shipment in, and I'm like,
Clarksville, Indiana.
Nope, it's not ours.
Yeah. That's the real fear. All right, they're both ordered.
I do need to jump back on my Switch. I haven't played my Switch in a few months.
I'm thinking that'll get me back playing. They're both ordered now, though, so that's fun. I'm going to pick those up when I run out today, so.
Are you guys streaming Knockout City?
Yeah, besides that, it's just been all work and all Knockout City. Mm-hmm. No, we talked about it. We need to get back on the streaming thing. I got one of those Elgatos. My computer went to shit on me. So that's derailed a lot. I still never got my computer fixed. I haven't even had time to send it in.
And let them.
So what I should do is just take it to Best Buy. And let them fix it. Just be one of those guys. Like, mm-hmm. I know that I could send it in to Microsoft. It'd probably be cheaper. But it's like easier for me just to bring it over there.
Is it Pat? Do you have a password on my computer? It just starts up and goes right to the home screen. So they won't need that then. You don't have to worry about your porn.
It does have a password. Well, I don't have any porn on there anyways. My computer is like the most lame thing ever. Like if they called me and were like, it's fixed, but we lost everything on it, I'd be like, okay. There's nothing on there that I even mm-hmm. need. I just want the computer back. So
might just be a hard drive issue.
I don't know. We'll see. It's a thing that happens with Surfaces. Or it's just it had to do with an update. It gets locked up in the middle of an update. That's what I don't want to do. I don't want to bring it there and then tell me I have to send it to Microsoft. Okay. It's not.
Yeah,
I don't even know how it works either. Will they send it off if that's what has to happen? Or they only fix what they can fix? Yeah, so if I hit the power button, it just shows the Windows logo. Nothing ever happens. Past that. It's a black screen. When I push the power button, the Windows button shows up. You can hard restart it. I've tried that. None of the button combinations work. It won't do anything, but every time you press the power key, the Windows logo pops up. It's just stuck. And like I said, if you search for it, you can find a bunch of people talking about it, but everybody says you have to send it in. And it's crazy. A pretty easy fix, but Microsoft has to get it. Yeah, but I'm almost thinking it'd be worth a couple $100 to get it fixed versus just going and buying another one. No more than I use the computer for.
Like I know at work on our computers that we use.
It's a few years old at this point.
And sometimes it locks up like that because Windows, Microsoft. We have to press certain buttons to reset it. Does the service have something like that?
Yeah, that's the easy fix for this. Yeah, that's the easy fix for this. It just won't do anything on mine. And people say, like, if it won't, that's when you know you're screwed. Like, when the hard reset won't work, you're stuck.
Do you have a recovery USB drive or anything like that? Do they have... to where you can download one?
It didn't come with one. It doesn't come with one. I have a...
Mm-hmm.
I have a Windows. Like, I have Windows on a thumb drive.
So if you try to put a...
The problem is it won't do anything. Like, it won't boot.
Gotcha.
You could put it in. It won't do it. You can't get to anything. Like, literally, the only thing it'll do is if you press the power key, it shows the Windows button. I mean, if somebody out there knows, let me know. But I have done a ton of reading about it, and it seems to be a thing that just happens to them. Like, I was using the computer, and then I left it on over there, and I went back over there, and it was a black screen. Nothing on it. I hit the power button. Windows logo popped up. I went and got some water, came back. It was a black screen. I hit the power button again to see what was going on because the keyboard wouldn't wake it up, and it did it again. And I was like, what is going on? So, I mean, it had been working. Yeah, and just quit. So, not great. is what it is. But I need to get that going. So maybe I'll bring that to Best Buy with me too today.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Let's see how it goes. But yeah, that's it for me. A little Knockout City. Just ordered those two. So hopefully I'll have an update. The Game Builder seems like something I'd like to kind of mess with a little bit before I start playing competitive stuff at night. And Ratchet, of course, something I want to play when I have a little solo time. I probably won't make it through Ratchet and Clank anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But it being like the first real exclusive for PS5 that's not Returnal, but the first party, you know, exclusive, I'm pretty excited about to see.
I need more games to come out for PS5 for me to buy one. Because I don't want to play remasters and stuff.
Yeah. That's a lot of what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. No, switches are not. I mean, every time I go into a Walmart on Master Street, they always have switches. Switches and that Game Watch.
Yeah, I think they're finally starting to be available now. The Game and Watch thing, yeah, I see those everywhere too. So on Metacritic, Ratchet & Clank has an 89 with a user score of 9.1. So I'm pretty happy with that. The lowest score it's received is a 70 from an outlet.
Lower. Would you buy it? How low would it have to be in Metacritic for you not to buy it?
Well, yeah, because...
Let's say it was like 54%.
It wouldn't matter because clearly I bought it before I looked at that. I would still go pick it up. You don't get real bent out of shape about the reviews. I like to look at them just to see what people are saying, but I don't really get hung up on the user score or the reviewer score because I think a lot of times with video games, let me take that back. When they're broken, they're broken. But when it comes to like, I didn't think this was a good game versus I did. Like, I get a Game Builder Garage is probably going to get a really low score.
Stranded Deep.
But for me, that'll be fun. I think
it's fun and you hate it.
It's got a... Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the game was broken, but I hear you. I'll say, so Game Builder Garage has a 79 on here and a 9.7 user score. That's a big discrepancy. It looks like the highest reviewer score is a 90 and the lowest is a 60. But the lowest score says this feels like it's the perfect place to build a game prototype.
So far you have Dreams. Like
that's what I'm trying to do with it.
You have the Mario Maker.
It's not for anybody else who want to get in there and dabble.
And there's one more, right? Mario Maker. Isn't there another game?
Yeah.
When did you got to the...
Mario Maker 1 and 2.
I thought there was another one.
I don't think so. So, I mean, of course, you have all the Little Big Planets. Then you have...
okay.
There's the Creata or whatever it is on Stadia.
Okay, I think that's the other one.
What was it? Project Spark on Xbox or whatever that was called? That game went away pretty quick. Yeah, I don't know. I love the idea of making something, but I think this really gives you the Labo vibes. It seems to be very easy coding, drag and drop. I think I'll make something fun with it. I think I'll enjoy my time with it. It's also $30. So I don't have to spend a lot of time with it, which is nice because Ratchet's $70. So a little offset in price. Two games for $100 makes me feel normal.
Oh, it did?
Your camera got real blurry all of a sudden. Yeah, it's weird. There it goes. Cleared up. It must have been focused on something else.
Or my...
You must have focused on your the corner of your box there.
My forehead looks huge.
Instead of your face. Yeah. It doesn't look that way.
The hairline's going further back.
My forehead's getting bigger.
Do you think you'll ever go bald?
Yeah. Yeah, I got her taken down to 3/8 right now.
Not like somebody like you're going to just shave it all off and just have the facial hair.
Yeah, 100%. I think I'm working every day at it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to let my beard get even more.
Where you work now,
I'm
going to
let it get long and stop trimming it up when I have to do away with the hair. No, nobody cares.
Yeah, see, I can't. I have to keep it
somewhat
manageable.
It's probably like a nasty long, like Doug Dynasty beard with no hair. Yeah. So I'm going to let my beard go. I'm going to take the hair off. Of course, I wear glasses, so it's there's a natural divide.
So you must
already.
Have that Impractical
it,
Jokers, dude.
Off at
Murr,
the
you must have
line.
His look.
Yeah, I don't watch that show. But I probably have to wear a ball cap a lot because I don't
want my
head to burn.
Get a bowler hat.
Or a fedora. A bowler. Top hat.
I mean, you are a Lincoln fan, so.
I've been making a lot of jokes about a top hat because it's like a hat that you just can't wear. Yeah. But you're like, you could wear a fedora. You could wear a bowler. You might be like, people might think you're a hipster. You just can't wear a top hat out unless you're going to like an event. Like if you're just at Walmart and somebody walked by and had a top hat on, you'd be like, what in the actual hell? Like a real nice, legit top hat.
You don't see the paperboy hat either, or news.
That hat has gone away. I hope it comes back.
You don't see that much no more. Our mutual friend that used to work at
you'll see a lot of those.
Where we work together. He wears it. He used to wear that, I think, all the time. Now lets his hair's real long, so he doesn't
wear
it.
That's more acceptable than a top hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more acceptable than a top hat, though. Almost any hat's more acceptable in public than a top hat. You have to be like a Dr. Seuss fan or Jamiroquai fan or Abe Lincoln fan to wear a top hat. That's about it. I'd like to have like a nice like leather one.
And a bunch of photos of
I don't even know what they make top hats
it.
Out of.
Top hats.
It's like beaver pelt.
Yeah. Yeah, I got
T-Pain?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know he wore top hats. He's a fun guy. He streams a lot.
How high would you go?
I couldn't wear a top hat. I'd like to be able to. Not too high. Like I don't want people to point, you know.
3 inches, 6 inches.
Not super short too. Like I think a good average height top hat. I don't know. I'd have to have them. I'd have to put them on. I think you'll know when you know. You know, when you put it on, I think it'll feel right. Also feel like they're probably heavy.
I mean, you wear glasses.
I don't know if
my
ears are structurally sound enough to hold up a top hat.
I think wearing glasses kind of pushes our ears out some.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or they
cars,
didn't have a roof
cars
at all.
Were like taller back in the day, too. Or you were on a horse. Yeah.
You just take it off and.
Yeah, so you got to worry about it. You don't want to catch your top hat every time you get in and out of the car like a doofus. You never want to take it off.
Well, you have to get a bigger car.
Like a hat box riding shotgun? That's too much.
Oh, someone at my work. Has that new Bronco? Sunroof. Speaking of trucks,
is it? Do they have the Bronco, or do they have the one that looks like a Jeep Cherokee? Because I don't like that one as much. Target says they're working on my order. I'm trying to decide if I want to be an asshole if I don't have both, or if I just want to run across the street to Best Buy and pick up the other, because it had one but not the other. Okay, that's the one I like. I've yet to see in public. I've seen a bunch of the other ones.
Yeah, that's what they
have. The Cherokee. I don't like those.
Yep, and it's white.
I want the one that looks like a Wrangler-ish.
It looked nice, because I walked behind and I was like, what kind of car? I seen it from the back. And I walk up and seen it, and I was like, oh, my God, that's the Bronco. I wanted to take a picture of it, but there's a whole bunch of people out there, so I was like, no, I'm not going to take a picture of this.
Yeah, they're cool looking. Yeah.
Especially where I work.
You don't want to be a fucking creeper. Yeah.
Then I don't know who owns it. Weird. Or I would have just walked up to them and asked.
Everybody's
them
already paying attention to their surroundings hard. Yeah. They're cool. They're expensive, though.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's expensive now, though. I mean, you could buy some cheaper cars, but I mean, yeah, if you want anything that's a little bit nice, they're all mm-hmm. just high as hell.
I get tempted to get a
still
new.
Still happy
get
with your car?
Tempted to get a new one all the time.
Not ready for anything new.
For what I should actually pay for, or what
you
do
get?
I want?
Yeah, what would you like if you traded that in today and bought a car you were actually going to pay for?
Probably the Model 3, if I would go off the top of my head. The Tesla Model 3. But that's what I would want, yeah, but I don't know if I can get it because I don't have a garage to put a.
If I bought a car today, I think that's what I would buy. Yeah. I think that's what, like, if I went and just bought a car today, I think that's what I would come home with. I also like the Jeep trucks a lot.
See, I'd have to get to Model 3 and I have to look at the trunk and see how much space is in there.
But I don't know if I'm ready to be in the Jeep lifestyle. You know?
Whatever vehicle I get, that will be the one that we're going to be going a lot of vacations with. So we need luggage room.
Yeah, so you have the trunk in the back, like you have the hatchback situation. It's not really a hatchback, but you've got that little trunk in the back, and then you've got the front. I think storage space you'd have plenty of. Mm-hmm. I like the way they look, too. I hate the wheels that come on the cheaper version.
Yeah, I think I built me one, and I think it was like $43,000, $44,000.
I've built many. Yeah. I built many a Model 3.
If money was no object, I'd get the SUV.
So I really like to have a Model S.
Yes.
The X. Yeah. Not an SUV guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like a small car. The footprint of a Model 3 is the kind of size
and
car
I do
I
like the new Hummer. That's wet. Yeah, that's...
That Hummer is awesome, but that's like 90K. The new F-150, have you seen it? The electric F-150? Yeah, so I was like, well, that's cool. It's a truck. It looks like a Ford truck still, but it's electric. Starts at 35. I'm like, great. And they're like, as shown, 90,000.
Yeah, look at
I was
the
like,
truck.
You're out of
I mean,
your
the
mind.
Hood, you can open up and put
I'm paying $90,000 for a Ford. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy too. That it says you can off if your house is wired for a whole home generator, you can run your home off your truck for 3 days.
What is weird is all these electric cars have the same
power was
style of
I don't
like,
even believe that, but that's what they
rims
say.
Rims that come with it.
It does the Model 3 wheels are super ugly. I hate them. But the upgraded wheels on the Model 3 aren't bad. I kind of like the upgraded paint too. I feel like my Model 3 ends up costing the price of a Model S. Model S ends up being
one of our vendors
I want the longer
used
range.
Model S. It was like 2 years
old. I like the extended range on them.
Only had like whatever 30,000. He got it for like 44 grand. Yeah, he had to go all the way to
that's
Oklahoma
insane because every time I look at a used one, they're still like $70,000.
Mm-hmm. He's
bad.
Dirty too. That
still
car,
kind of a lot
the whole
of money
inside
for
that car,
car
is
though.
Disgusting. Yeah.
That sucks. I would be the same way, probably though. I always start out doing a really good job.
I eat in my car, but I'm very anal
I'm
about
just,
how clean it is.
Eating a Baconator inside one. Yeah, I've been in your car before. I know. And you've been in my car, so you also know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's, I, I come from a job where I was in my car every day for work. And I just, like, I got used to the filth. Because when you, like, work out of your car, there's just no way to keep it clean. To a job now where I don't work out of it, and I really don't know what to do with my car. I'm just only in it to drive to work now. So I think if I got it clean, it could stay that way. Now, but I don't mess with it.
I was going to say, now, if you got a Tesla, would you play the video games in it?
We don't have a lot. Go ahead.
Be in your car on your lunch break every day.
Yeah, on my lunch break, I would. I get an hour lunch break. Yeah, well, I get an hour lunch break, and I sit in my car anyways. I get an hour, and it takes me like 30 minutes to get food and eat it. So then I'm just sitting there for 30 minutes with a podcast.
I can see that.
So I would 100% be in there playing games.
Yeah, now this one, you can actually hook a controller up to it.
I hate running my phone battery down to play a dumb game, you know?
Oh, yeah, true.
They have that car racing game where you can use the fucking steering wheel. Yeah. I'd be out there jacking the wheels back and forth.
My question is, can you drive and have someone in your passenger seat
to
play the game?
Down playing games. Don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so, though. I did see a clip on one of the news outlets the other day. These people were having sex while the Tesla was driving itself. So that's the future that I'm looking forward to.
Right now, you're just having sex with yourself.
There's people blazing by me on the interstate while they're having sex.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. You think so?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Like, if you look at the parking lot, there are several of those every week. Yeah, because people like complain about it and they'll call the police and then.
Huh.
Guess not.
You can't just wait till you get home? I mean, I guess when you're ready, you're ready, but probably just wait. I'm never more than like 30 minutes away from my house usually.
They can't wait. They just have to.
If it just had to happen, probably could make it home.
Yeah. Or the addiction.
They could wait. They do it for the thrill. They like it. Like somebody might see. Yeah. We're going to pivot from strange, weird masturbation addiction to video games. Also, not weird if that's your thing, but illegal if people see your dick while you're out. So keep that in mind. I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying keep your private parts private when there's police around or other folks. Especially Gerald. He's both. His other folks and police. But E3 is sort of kind of going, but not really going. I think mostly we'll touch on E3 next week when Dan is back. But there's a few things that have popped up that I think will disappear by the time we get to next week's show that I kind of wanted to go through. They had the upload VR's E3 showcase. I thought there was some cool stuff on here. They showed off Song in the Smoke, which is a PSVR game that was announced earlier this year. It's a survival game, and it looks pretty neat. I don't know how much time I would spend with it, but it looks pretty neat. The one that's getting probably the most buzz is Unplugged, which is an air guitar game that's coming out for Oculus and other supported PC VR that has hand tracking. They specifically reference the Quest, though. It's basically Guitar Hero or any of the others, but you don't need to hold anything. You just strum and move your hands along as you're playing, which is also how you get arrested in the car because you look like you're jerking off when you're playing that old air guitar. They also showed, for the Quest, they showed off a Nerf Ultimate Championship, I think it's called.
Yeah. Did you see the reveal
trailer?
The actual gun?
Stylized. It looks neat. Probably be fun.
The gun's in there? Yeah. Yeah, so I wonder if they're going to have a VR-type gun to use.
In the trailer?
You see them use different, like, load several different types of guns.
I don't think so. The thing I think is neat about that is that they don't show any gameplay. It's just a cinematic, but the guns look great. Like, it looks like they spent all the time on the Nerf gun itself. They showed off Sushi Bin VR, But it's actually a narrative-driven game where you try to save your friend's sushi bar or save your favorite sushi bar from going out of business. But you're not serving it up like in most games. It's actually a narrative-focused, like comic book-style panels game that you kind of play through. I'm not sure about it. Then they showed off a Township Tale Oculus Quest announcement trailer. So it's called... It does look. It's called Township Tale. It's coming to Oculus Quest July 15th, so we're not far away. It's an open-world RPG designed specifically for VR. You don't have legs, which is fun. They kind of poke fun at that. But you'll be able to forge a new identity as a blacksmith, a mentor, a woodcutter, a warrior, or an archer. And it's an immersive fantasy world. It looks fun. It looks charming. It looks kind of dorky, and I'm definitely into that. But by next week, these VR games will be forgotten. So I wanted to touch on those before we just got too far away. Devolver Digital also did its Max Pass Plus event.
Yeah.
And I think the game getting all the buzz over there is, I think it's called Trek to Yomi or Yami. It looks super cool. It's a black and white game that follows a young samurai who is sworn to protect the town and the people he loves against all threats. It's coming to PC, PS5, PS4, Series XS, and Xbox One in 2022. It looks great, though. They also showed off Wizard with a Gun, which is kind of a top-down co-op sandbox survival game. Inscription from the creator of Pony Island and The Hex. Is a deck-building roguelike escape room-style puzzle. Didn't really do much for me. And then they showed off Devolver Tumblr Time, which is a real physics-based puzzle game with a roster of characters from Devolver's games. It's free to play. It is coming to mobile. It also has microtransactions that they also poke fun of. Demon Throttle, 8-bit game that is coming from Doinksoft. It is exclusive to the Switch.
Yeah, and that Demon Throttle, that really is definitely old school 8-bit right there.
Devolver is such a weird company. Yeah. Besides that, it's really the Ubisoft Forward was the only other event that's really gone so far. And they showed off quite a bit as well. We got a Mario plus Rabbids sequel for 2022, which a lot of people are excited about. It's called Sparks of Hope. Some more Far Cry 6 trailer action. What's the Steep thing called? They have like a new game that's like Steep. Republic Riders. It's like the next Steep, basically. It's from the makers of Steep. It's the developers of Steep, obviously. It's cross-play, cross-progression. They're taking you out of the snow and now just all over the national parks of the United States. It'll probably be a lot like Steep, if I had to guess. Rainbow Six Extraction. 1-3 co-op experience. We also got Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, a fantasy game starring Andy Samberg and Wanda Sykes. And probably the biggest pop of Ubisoft's was the trailer for the Avatar game.
Yeah, I didn't really care for the movie. I'm one of those ones that didn't
like it. Did you get excited about this? Me either. The movie was fine. I don't know if I need the game. I don't know that I don't need the game, though. Like, I just don't know. You know, Far Cry 6 doesn't do anything for me. Rider Republic looks fun. I don't know that I would buy it.
I don't see anything that really pushes me like, ooh.
I just don't know.
That or excites me yet.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll really have most of the news.
Now, did you watch Gearbox's stuff?
We'll really have most of the news once it... I did not. So Rainbow Six Extraction will hit September 16th. Avatar's Frontier of Pandora, 2022 release date. Like I said, Mario plus Rabbit Sparks of Hope, 2022 release date. I'm trying to see what else they've listed here. Far Cry 6 will let you play as the legendary villains if you buy the season pass. Assassin's Creed Road Ahead unveiled second year of content was announced. Just Dance 2022 was shown off. They will launch on November 4th with 40 of the hottest new tracks. New Werewolves Within and Mythical Quest trailers bring horror and comedy to Ubisoft Forward. Rainbow Six Siege crossplay and cross progression will launch June 30th. Riders Republic will launch September 2nd with betas on its way. Rocksmith Plus is a new subscription service. Watchdog Legion's Bloodline trailer reveal. And Aiden reveals Aiden and Wrench's DLC story. And that's all I see, really. There's a Brawlhalla Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles mashup coming June 16th. So, I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot, but nothing of any significance for me.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the VR stuff, which, like I said, will be totally overshadowed by next week.
No, I'm about to because I got the Star Wars Squadrons.
Where you at? You haven't played VR in forever.
Mm-hmm. So you know those are my games, the free ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was free, right? So, wonder. I would be willing to play that game again. I was bad at it, though. Like, really bad at it. I really wanted a flight stick for that game. The controls were what I had issues with. No matter how I flipped them, I couldn't get my head around it. And at the time it came out, flight sticks were impossible to find.
That was like Steel Battalion. I wanted Steel Battalion just because I wanted the controller.
Game seemed like a lot. Yeah,
the game probably doesn't even play right now.
Dig that out one day and you could relive that dream. That game for sure sucks. I feel confident to say.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that thing so bad when I worked at GameStop, and then somebody finally traded one in. And I think I did the buy two, get one, because you could use accessories. So I think Steel Battalion ended up being like, I bought the game, and then I bought the accessory. And I want to think they took it in as like a generic accessory, because we didn't take it in. They took it in as like a controller or something like that. So I think I got the game, that,
when I worked
and
there,
another
the,
game. And I think I ended up paying
next
like,
to the
maybe
shoe
like
store
60
we
bucks
at.
For everything.
When Phil was the manager there, we took one in and he ripped that person off so bad and he bought it for himself. I think he traded it in for like $10 and.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't trade it in for myself, but I did buy it that way. I did buy it on the cheap. Like I said, I think I got a different game, Steel Battalion, and the controller, and I think I paid like $60 maybe total. Never played it. Never even booted it up. Because when I got it, it was after the fact.
Like, I wanted the steering wheel controller just
like
to play
it probably
like the Need
already
for Speeds.
And it for sure sucks now.
The Gran Turismos.
Yeah, I got the steering wheel to play Gran Turismo. Sometimes I get an itch in me to get a new, like, nice steering wheel. But really what I would love to have is all the control panels for, like, Farming Simulator and stuff.
Oh, wow.
They make, like, the full wraparound for Farming Simulator, too, that has all the different controls on it. Yeah, I would like that a lot. I think I would enjoy that. But I just don't have room for that. I mean, if I had, like, a dedicated game room and some storage for all that, but I play in my living room. And I can't have like a cockpit to a tractor.
The Farming Simulator thing, huh?
Just in my. Oh,
he's got
room.
The pedals. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's got all kinds of stuff. You like keep buying attachments and snapping them together. I think it's pretty cool. And I would really enjoy having all of that. I like those games anyways. I think it'd be even better with like real controls. Yeah. So mostly in Farming Simulator, I mostly manage. I don't actually drive anything. I'm jumping around and hiring help to do the various tasks. I'm more like Farming Manager Simulator. But you, if I had the equipment, if I had the like the steering column, the yoke there, I think I would do a lot more.
One of my coworkers, that's the only game he plays. Because
I would
he's
get in first
Switch,
person, I would feel like I'm out there digging
Farming
her up.
Simulator.
Plowing her.
Yeah. It's the only system he's got.
He plays Farm Simulator on the Switch. It's a weird place to play it.
I think I got...
I have it on the Switch.
I think I, what,
I don't hate
I think
it.
17 was free.
It's better on the consoles,
on there.
Though. It's even better on the PC.
Yeah, I think it was. I think I have one on there, or it was maybe a
on
dollar
the,
or something.
Switch? I don't know. Yeah, I think the Farming Simulator I have for Switch is actually just called Farming Simulator. It was the first one that came out. It doesn't even have a date. It doesn't have a year attached to it. I'm sure they've made another one since then. I don't have the new one for the Switch, if they have.
Okay, yeah, I see Farming Simulator Nintendo Switch Edition.
Yeah, I don't have that. That's what I have. What time, I wonder, they start pulling orders?
Probably when
people
get in 2 hours.
When I ordered, but I don't even think they're open then.
Because I'm sure they don't get there until at least an hour early. I don't think any time before that.
That's what I would guess as well. About an hour early.
Yeah.
What's the next game you think you'll buy?
It's
got
to be a game that that's going
to
want me to buy it. And honestly, a lot of the times I just get afraid that I'm going to buy it and then it's going to go free. Like God of War, Horizon. Yeah, but to me, because where I don't make as much as I used to.
But they go
so
free so much longer
money.
After they come out.
Yeah,
you're not at all
gaming
frugal,
budget
though.
Has.
I need people to understand. You spend
depleted
lots of money.
Because of it. I know. I'm thinking about. I'm still thinking about getting that one.
I did. I bought some Legos this week. I sent you a picture
because
of
it. Because it was $40, right? Yeah.
I really like it a lot.
I think that's what it
is.
It's just
yeah, it's
everyone's
$39
awesome.
Bucks. I don't know what it's called. It says everyone is awesome on the box. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's kind of. It's a little stand. It's got minifigures on it, and they're all different colors. It's just a fun little thing. I feel like, you know, I love minifigures more than I do the actual, most of the sets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Everyone Is Awesome also, set 40516.
I'm into all people as well. So this, they got me on this, you know, Lego sends out an email for every fucking thing that they have come out. And as soon as I opened it up, I just clicked through the link and bought it.
So I got the little email,
I
saw that on there, but then
like
I seen
probably bought it 30 seconds
on Instagram.
The
some the little thing showing how each person's hair is from a specific person, and it show you like who it's from. It was pretty neat.
Oh really? That's cool.
It's a good buy. I mean, people are already selling for $80, $78 on eBay and that.
Really? Yeah, I actually think I'm going to put it together. Right now, I just have it in the box, like all my entertainment, like the thing beside my TV's on the wall, but beside it, I have like some bookshelves.
Now, are you going to go
it
exactly
there. It looks
how
really
they
great
have
in
the colors?
Box.
Are you going to change the colors up?
It's a fun looking set.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'll put it together exactly how it goes. I think it looks good. Is it already in the correct color for like the rainbow? Is it Roy G. Biv? Is that what? I didn't really pay attention to the order of the colors or the colors at all.
Green, blue, purple. Yep. Yep. Exact color.
Yeah, Yeah, so I would keep it that way. It's the way it goes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun set. And fairly inexpensive as far as Legos go. But it's also just basically minifigures.
Did that go with that, like with the hair?
I just think it'd be cool to have the different minifigures that are all solid colors. Yeah. They're just neat.
Yeah. Well, I'm always buying Legos, so.
How about that? That's the only thing I bought this week. Yeah, it's the only thing I bought this week. Probably going to order another Ridge wallet today, too. I have two of them. I have the gold one, and I have the one that's got hibiscus on the side of it. But I want one that's like less flashy that I carry.
So how do you like the Ridge wallet compared to a normal wallet?
They're like my man purse. I swap in and out of them. Well, I'm a front wallet pocket kind of guy, so I love it. I also realized, like, your pants have that little mini pocket.
Oh, see, my mini pockets.
I've never put anything in my Ridge wallet. Fits exactly in that little mini pocket.
I can only fit like maybe a car key or something in there. Oh, that's right. You wear those JNCOs, and
you know, I slide in the Ridge wallet right in them.
There's big pockets.
Yeah, sure. I wear the JNCOs.
Hey, what do you wear? Khakis to work or jeans?
ICP t-shirt to work.
Okay.
I wear slacks or jeans. I am the only asshole in the whole building wearing slacks. But slacks are more comfortable than jeans. That's what everyone always says. They're like, why are you uncomfortable at work? I'm like, they're not. My slacks are like pajamas. Like, they feel great. I can breathe in them. They're airy.
So back to your Ridge wallet. So which one you get?
They stretch well. They got a little stretch to them. I don't know.
That's what I was about, because I just see that one. I was like, I kind of like that one.
That's black with a little red spots in it.
I think it's $140.
Ooh. It's $30 off right now for Father's Day. I also like the... Yeah, it's high as hell. Dude, I bought that 18-karat gold one because I'm a moron. But yeah, I think I like that one. They also have a blue one. It says like, I think it says like Ridge.com choice.
So in the box, does it come with the little
editor pick or something?
The stuff, because this box looks like a screwdriver and like a little. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Comes with a screwdriver, comes with the extra screws for it. You can get extra bands for them in case they stretch out. You can get either the cash strap or the money clip for them. I'd use the cash strap because I want it to be as flat as possible in my pocket. The money clip wouldn't be bad though, because you could actually use it to clip to the outside of the mini pocket just to make sure
the topographic one doesn't look bad.
I've only ever had it fall out one time, and I feel like that was my fault. That one's cool too. I think that's for Yosemite. Or somewhere, it's like the...
Yeah, they even have the latitude and longitude on it.
It's like the actual topographical map for somewhere. I think it's Yosemite. Yeah. That one's pretty cool, too. But I just want one that's kind of subdued, not crazy. Because the other one I have is the... I think it's called...
That one...
Aloha?
There's a tropical one.
You'll see it towards the...
It's got flowers on it.
Bottom.
Like pink flowers, green, and yellow.
Is it called tropical? Yeah. Can you share your screen? I'll tell you if that one's it. It's got pink flowers on it, I think. Yeah, that's it. It's called tropical. There's one called, like, maybe the other one's called Aloha that has, like, the tiki mask on it. Yeah, I have that one.
I would not have pictured that.
Yep.
That navy. That was the first one I ever bought. In it.
Yeah.
Oh, the tiki.
See that's the one I want, the navy blue one maybe. See that white one there? That one's fun too. Yeah, that one's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I think that one's a lot of fun. I really like to have them all because I like switching out. Like, I probably change wallets 2 or 3 times a week with just 2 of them. Because literally, you just push your cards out the side and slide them right back in the other wallet. Takes maybe 30 seconds to change wallets. Now, if you put your wallet in your back pocket, oh, so you've got a lot of bullshit in your wallet, you could never switch to something like this. Yep. You can do the cash strap or the money clip. Is that a money clip? I can't tell. That's a strap. The money clip sticks up. There it is. Scroll back up.
Oh, yeah.
A little more. There it is. See it? That's the strap versus the clip. Like I said, I've never done the clip. My gold one came with the clip and the strap.
I'd still be afraid that my money would, that's
what I rock anyway.
Unclip.
Yeah. It's never fallen out with the strap. One thing I would say also, if you're thinking about getting one of these, like, I was a guy that had a front pocket wallet.
Because it says only hold 12 cards. I think I had way more than that in mine.
Like 5 or 6 cards. Yeah, so you do have to make some decisions on what you want to carry every day. It has some weight to it also. And you can get knockoff Ridge wallets off Amazon for like $10. And I don't know if they're as good, but you can get a really cheap substitute if you want to try it and see. Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff. They make like pins and backpacks and phone cases.
So now on the thing, so like where I work at, we have an ID that we have to scan to let us into certain things. So could I take that out and still scan it? Or because of the RFID blocker won't?
Yeah. You could just probably push it out.
Let's see what mine. I just grabbed my wallet.
My work card.
Hold
I just like
up
push
to
it out because I have a scan on the front. I just push it out and scan. I don't know that would work. Maybe if you had it on the top or the bottom of the wallet. Maybe. Or if you strapped it to the side.
Yeah, 140. I think everything's 140.
Yeah, it's also pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a water bottle holder. It's got a wallet, passport holder.
It's like an everyday carry backpack, though. Yeah.
No, I saw. I'm still using the one you gave me. I love that one.
You gonna scoop it up?
You don't remember that one?
I don't even know what that one is.
Yeah, I got the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your old one that you don't use no more, gave me.
We can't talk about that one on camera.
Oh, yeah. I got so much stuff in there. I got, like, basically my...
That backpack was great.
The second desk
I had that backpack loaded down with shit. Yeah. That's the way I was, too. I may have another one of those, too. I think I kept that when I left. It may still be in my car.
Yeah, I'm not, I was,
that Ridge backpack's nice. So they have that pin too, that bolt action pin that's like $80. I keep eyeballing it because I have to use a pin at work all the time, and I'm like, man, I love that, but I also leave a pin at work all the time. I'm like, if it was $80, I think I would keep up with it better. I'm really bad about losing a pin. Mm-mm. So, you got anything else before we wrap up? Like I said, Dan should be back next week, as long as he fights the Bears off. And we should have lots of E3 talk next week, as everything will have kind of happened at that point. I guess we should have touched on, they showed off Death Stranding Director's Cut, but they really didn't show anything off. It's kind of like an ode to Metal Gear. But that's announced for PS5.
Well, speaking of
we also had some weird video with Jeff Keighley where he talked about how games need to be thought of differently.
I'm not Death Stranding. I was going to say Stranded Deep. Death Stranded. I unlocked all the unlockables in Death Stranded for in Days Gone.
Death
Days Gone, four, Death Stranding.
Wait,
yeah, you have your gas tank is a baby. Like Days you can Gone? Do one with the actual like the baby in the bottle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, then there's another robotic one.
Oh, that's fun. I actually would like to play Death Stranding. And maybe this director's cut's where I'll jump in. Because mm-hmm. I think it's a game that I may not like, but I would like to experience. I've thought that this whole time. It's gotten cheap a couple times, but it's always had something else I was playing. So, yeah, Dan should be back next week. If you want to follow us on the social medias, I'm at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Gerald is at Hoffman Show. You can also tweet at @game_Stitch to find us there. Oh, yeah, look at that baby.
I was That's using creepy. That one. Now I'm using the other one.
Are you using that on the bike?
Robotic one. It makes a robot sound.
That's crazy. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can support us over there, just like friend of the show Mike, Zach, and Thomas do. If you can't afford to support us or don't want to support us, just tell your friends, family, or your masseuse about us. You know, mm-hmm. when they're giving you that rub down, that rub and tug that you normally do in the car, when you're getting that back massage, let them know about the show. Check it out. Other than that, we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Like I said, we should have plenty of E3 talk, and we'll see you then. Good night.